Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for April 25th. I'm Nikki Ackermans, Daily Tech Headlines' newest intern, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Monday, we talked about NASA's Ingenuity helicopter, which landed on Mars in the belly of the Perseverance rover last February. The Ingenuity helicopter completed its first flight on April 19th and a second on April 22nd. The second flight attained a higher maximum altitude of 3 meters, had a 10-second longer flight time for 50 total seconds, and added sideways movement to the list of maneuvers. NASA says the flight test has met expectations by matching the prior computer modeling. The site of the flight tests was named the Wright Brothers Field, and a small piece of material from the Flyer, the first plane to fly on Earth, is attached to Ingenuity as a nod to the past. This is a big deal for multiple reasons. It is, of course, the first time human beings have ever flown a rotorcraft on another planet. And that comes with its own list of complications. Even with meticulous calculations and computer simulations, you can't account for all variables which could have resulted in the loss of the small helicopter. For example, gravity on Mars is about one-third that on Earth, making the craft lighter, but the atmosphere is only about 1% of the density of that on Earth. This means that the rotor that would usually be spinning at 500 RPM on Earth has to spin at around 2,500 RPM on Mars to compensate for the lack of atmosphere and achieve suitable lift. That would be the equivalent of flying at 30,000 meters above the Earth, which, unlike flying a helicopter on Mars, has never been done before. Ingenuity also contains heating systems to maintain its electronics in Mars's cold climate, which can plummet to minus 90 degrees Celsius at night. The heart of Ingenuity's computer is a Snapdragon 801, a powerful ARM chip that powered Android phones in 2014. Ingenuity's main mission was purely experimental, a demonstration of technology. And it was planned in a way that if Ingenuity ever fails, it would not affect Perseverance's data collection mission. That said, Ingenuity is also equipped to record data, mostly images and videos. The solar-powered craft has one color camera with a horizon-facing view for terrain images, as well as a black-and-white camera for navigation. In fact, it has captured such data on its first flights and sent it over to the Ingenuity team back on Earth. The point of this data is to set up future exploration missions on Mars and pave the way for more aerial vehicles to explore the planet's topography by accessing places a rover cannot. Because both flights proceeded as anticipated, further flights are being planned by the Ingenuity team to acquire additional aeronautical data, and the team plans to push the small copter as far as it can reasonably go. Go, little copter, go! For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.